I don't know about you, but now that it's warming up, my schedule is packed, and having a great story to keep me company really takes the stress out of it. That's why I subscribe to Audible. As a member, you can choose one title to keep every month from their entire catalog, plus the latest bestsellers and new releases. I'm about halfway through The Wolf in the White Van by John Darnielle. It is a gorgeously written thriller with a time travel plot unlike any I've ever come across. I can't wait to hear how it ends, and you can check it out with me. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500. That's audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Welcome to the Bravo Clubhouse for the podcast edition of Watch What Happens Live with me, Andy Cohen.
Wow, Jimmy Buffett is one of my favorite people. I've gotten to know he and his wife, Jane, over the last few years. He's so funny, so cool. He's everything that you want Jimmy Buffett to be. And he's here tonight in the clubhouse. He's going to be singing Margaritaville. Are you kidding me? He's here with Carol Kane, who is super freaked about being on the show. For some reason, she said she gets nervous. She doesn't love games. But I have a feeling she is going to kill it. I love Carol Kane. The two of them just met backstage, and I feel really good about this show. I'm going to drink a tequila because Jimmy's here, and how could I not? And he's going to sing Margaritaville. So, I mean, there you go. Have fun. I will. Join me.
He sings about drinks that'll quench your thirst, and she plays a character who was in love with Robert Durst. It's Watch What Happens Live with Carol Kane and Jimmy Buffett now. Andy Cohen live in the Bravo Clubhouse on a rockin' Tuesday night with a woman who's on Netflix and the man who is the human embodiment of chill. My first guest is an Oscar-nominated actress who you loved in Taxi, The Princess Bride, and Wicked. Now she's back as everyone's favorite tragic landlord on Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt. Say hi to Carol Kane, everybody! Recording artist who has spent 5 decades encouraging you to, among other things, get drunk and screw. Now he's bringing a slew of his popular tunes to Broadway in the hit musical Escape to Margaritaville. You can see it now at the Marquee Theater. Please welcome Jimmy Buffett. Yes! I'm so excited you're both here. Have the two of you ever met?
Never.
Oh, my dressing room.
Well, this is going to be great.
But this is gonna... I'm a big fan.
Nice.
Princess Bride, come on.
Yeah. Well, over at the bar, he spends eight shows a week in Margaritaville, so I'm sure he's going to feel right at home on a show where everyone basically bathes in tequila. Say hi to the star of Escape to Margaritaville on Broadway, Paul Alexander Nolan. Hey, great to see you. And guess what? Later on in this very show, Jimmy and Paul are going to perform Margaritaville right here. Yeah! Live in the clubhouse. This is really cool. And I gotta tell you, congratulations, because people are having so much fun at the Marquee Theater. They are just loving this show. Parrot heads are going mental in Times Square 8 times a week. Here's what 3 things I am obsessed with tonight. When it comes to Carol's career, she has seen it all and worked with everyone. But when it comes to spilling tea on her co-stars, is Kane able? Here's what, Carol, I'm gonna go through some familiar faces with whom you've worked. Just say the first word that comes to your mind. Okay, here we go. Bill Murray.
Oh, this is so funny. So he can't help it.
He can't help it. What about, speaking of funny, what about Andy Kaufman?
The most unique performance artist I've ever met.
Wow. What about Ellie Kemper, your co-star in Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt?
One of the greatest women I've ever met.
Oh, my God. Ted Danson loved you on Cheers.
Oh, so funny, so sexy, so handsome. I'm Simon Steinbuchen. This is true.
Billy Crystal.
God, I can't say enough. He just is an inspiration.
Inspiration. Gwyneth Paltrow, you were in The Pallbearer with
her. Kind rivaling Ellie Kemper and talented. Up the wazoo.
What about Diane Keaton, who's not only your great buddy, but you co-starred in The Lemon Sisters?
My dear friend.
Yeah.
And, she is essential in my life.
Essential in your life.
Oh, absolutely.
Last up, Titus Burgess from Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt.
Okay, unbearably hysterically funny.
Thank you very much, Carol. Hey, finally. Jimmy's legions of fans call themselves parrot heads, but I know one parrot who's headed straight for Jimmy's jugular. Here's what, Jimmy, we have a shady stoner parrot who wants answers. If he doesn't get them, someone's eyes are getting pecked out. Shady Bird, are you here?
Squawk. Polly want the tea.
Okay, Shady Parrot, what's your first question for Jimmy Buffett?
Name one song you wish you never had to sing again. Whoa, man.
Is there one Jimmy Buffett song that you are sick of singing?
Please take your drunken 15-year-old girlfriend home.
Okay, that's an answer. All right, Shady Parrot.
You're the king of laid-back cool. What's the one thing that really sets you off?
What's something that sets you off? God, that parrot is such a stoner. He can barely get the words out.
Yeah. What sets me off? Running out of tequila.
Running out of tequila. Oh, my God. He's so on brand. I can't even handle it.
I'm just staying on brand.
Right.
Man.
I know. Me too, Jimmy. Yeah. Me too. Okay, Shady Parrot. What's your last question?
Do you really like margaritas?
You bet your ass, Shady Parrot.
You do. All right. Thank you very much, Shady Parrot.
Great,
very good. By the way, Carol, Alina M. emailed. She said, I know you were a buddy of Bette Davis's. What were your thoughts about the depiction of her in Ryan Murphy's Feud?
Oh, I thought it was extraordinary.
You did?
Yes, I did.
You loved it. Did Sarandon get her?
Oh, I think so, yeah.
Was Bette Davis as much fun to hang out with as I would think? A little scary?
Only scary in that she... God, she did such genius performances for so long. It was hard to just sort of look in her eyes and forget
who she was. Yeah.
But she was very supportive of me, I have to say.
Nice.
Like, really supportive.
Nice. Jimmy, last night Oliver Hudson was on Watch What Happens Live, and he recounted a story in which he lived at your house in Key West with his mom while she was shooting a movie, and I guess they were using your fishing boat, and they screwed up all your, he said you ripped him a new one.
Well, they didn't leave a damage deposit.
They did not.
No, but I actually live next to them in Aspen with Kurt and Goldie.
Really?
Up there. So I did. They did not treat my boat well.
I love it.
I didn't whip them though.
You didn't. Okay, good. He didn't whip them.
No.
Let's go to Emily from Detroit on the line. What's your question, Emily?
Hi, my question is for Jimmy.
Okay.
Now that you're focused on your health and have given up marijuana and margaritas, how do you maintain the parrot head lifestyle?
Have you given up marijuana and margaritas?
Have I done what?
Jimmy, what? Have you given up marijuana and margaritas?
And only in Detroit.
Let's go to Chrissy from D.C. Hey, Chrissy, what's your question?
Hi, Andy, and hi, Carol. I love you. My question is, what was the craziest thing you saw at Studio 54 back in the day?
Oh, what was the craziest thing you saw at Studio 54?
How did you know I was at Studio 54? Oh, God. You know what? I can't remember.
You can't remember. And she's being honest, you guys. She can't. Who could? Back to the phones. It's Allison from Houston. Hey, Allison, what's your question?
Hey, Andy, you know I love you, but Jimmy, I'm a huge Parrothead. I actually live in the Woodlands, and it's my dream to work for Bubble Up, so maybe you could put in a good word for me. But here's my question.
I was just there.
Andy's...
Yeah.
Andy's a Deadhead, and Jimmy Buffett... fans are Parrotheads. So I want to know from Jimmy why Parrotheads are better fans, and from Andy, what kind of head would Housewife fans be called?
Oh my God, I don't know. But what is the difference, would you say, between Parrotheads and Deadheads? Because it seems like on the Venn diagram, they're right there in the,
it's close, but I think Parrotheads have more credit cards.
Really? So you're saying Parrotheads are wealthier than Deadheads?
I didn't say that. I said they had credit cards.
Okay, so, all right.
I think I don't know what their debt limit is, but maybe the debt limit's a little different.
let's go to Jill from Chicago. Hey, Jill, what's your question? Their debt limit.
Hi, my question's for Carol.
Okay.
Hey, Carol, do you keep in touch with anyone from Taxi still? Oh.
Do you keep in touch with anyone from Taxi?
On a constant basis. We see each other all the time.
Oh, that's nice.
Oh, my God.
Mary Lou?
We're so close. Mary Lou and I just gave out some awards the other. Danny and I see each other all the time. Christopher Lloyd, I got an apartment in the building I live in.
Oh, my God, I love it. He's your neighbor?
Oh, yes.
That's awesome.
I wouldn't have it any other way.
Of course not. Jimmy MM Christie3 tweeted, is it true, Jimmy?
I didn't even say Tony.
Oh, and Tony, the best.
Tony,
oh, you two are great buddies.
All the time.
I love that. Jimmy, is it true you were thinking of getting into the coke dealing business when you were struggling to make it?
No.
That is not true.
No, that's Warren Buffett. He owns Coca-Cola. Stop this. What kind of question is that for a man of the 70s?
Jimmy, Callie D wanted to know the most intimidating performing on the White House lawn for then-President Bill Clinton, but you performed for them many, many times.
Yeah, I did. That show was, it was a party on the lawn, and it was the day Jerry Garcia died. I remember that, and I did Uncle John's band facing the Jefferson Memorial.
Whoa. Oh, I just got goosebumps.
Yeah. That was the old good Washington.
Right. Yes, I understand. I remember it well. Jimmy, Carol, Riley M. wants to know the best and worst part of having Tina Fey for a boss.
Okay. The best and worst part is that it's fantastic. So I can't answer the whole question.
Because it's great. Because it's great. Yes. Jimmy, Sean P. wants to know, what was going through your mind when the Jamaican government shot at your plane?
Ducking.
Ducking.
There's two rules in rock and roll I've found. Never forget to duck, and never forget it can go to hell at any minute now. But yes, ducking came in handy that day.
They thought you had tremendous amounts of weed on your plane?
They did, and all I had on was Bono.
Oh, no. Bono was on board?
Bono was on the plane.
Wow.
Oh,
my gosh.
I don't know what he had on him, but...
Carol, Paula G. wants to know your best memory of Gene Wilder.
Just a sensitive soul, a wonderful writer, wonderful director, wonderful actor.
Were you good buddies with Gilda, too?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, love her. It's game time, everybody. In addition to being a multi-platinum recording artist, Jimmy Buffett is such a business mogul that his empire makes Bethany Frankel's look like a mom and pop
shop for skinny people. In honor of that, let's play Is It In Jimmy's Buffet? Carol, a series of piping hot business ventures will be plated up for us buffet style. Pick a tray and tell us if Jimmy's done it or if it's a decoy. Okay, so you just pick a number of a tray, Carol.
I pick a number of 8.
Okay, number 8. Does Jimmy have a line of guitar picks, do you think?
I'm absolutely certain.
He does. Do you?
Yes.
You do? Oh, we thought you didn't.
I resent that you doubted me.
I know. No, I didn't doubt you. I don't know what I doubted. Pick another number.
Oh, another one?
Yeah, yeah.
2.
2. Does Jimmy have a line of sunscreen?
Absolutely.
Do you?
I don't know.
He doesn't know. We don't think
Come
so.
On, Jimmy.
Pick another number, Carol. Pick another number.
4.
Number 4. Does Jimmy have a hangover cure?
I hope so.
Yes, he does. Oh, we didn't think you do. Yes, he does, you guys. Okay, pick another number. We got these wrong. Okay, Carol, pick one more.
7.
7. Does he have a retirement villages? Does he have a line of retirement villages?
I'm counting on that.
He does, and I want to retire there. Thanks for going. Carol Kane from The Unbreakable, Kimmy Schmidt, season 4 is on Netflix, May 30th. Man, did Jimmy Buffett and Paul Alexander Nolan just kill it. You can see Paul 8 shows a week, Escape to Margaritaville at the Marquee Theater. That was fun.
Oh, yeah.
Do you still, Paul, do you, you must still have to pinch yourself getting to sing that song with Jimmy Buffett?
You know, I do. I have to. I just have to make sure to breathe in, breathe out, and move on from the fact that I sing with a legend. So
nice, nice. Jimmy, do you ever, ever, ever get nervous anymore? Carol and I were talking about nerves earlier. Do you ever get nervous anymore performing anywhere?
No.
Never.
I get aware.
You get aware.
Oh, yeah.
When was the last time you felt really aware about performing?
Let's see. I was aware the other day when we did this great kind of reunion with the Eagles. We played these big shows in Florida.
Uh-huh.
So I was very aware of how much it meant to the audience and how much it meant to me, because they gave me my first break when I opened for the Hotel California tour like 30 years ago.
Really?
We hadn't played together in like almost 40 years, and they're great friends. And it was pretty emotional because Glenn's passing and knowing everything, and knowing that Timmy worked in my band, so we had a lot of connections.
Wow.
That was emotional.
Now, I was at a fundraiser for Hillary Clinton at your house, and you played with McCartney.
Did she win?
Yeah, she won.
Okay.
Yes, she did.
She actually did win the popular
vote. Right?
She won.
She won.
But you played that night with McCartney and Bon Jovi.
Yeah.
Was that at all, you know, if you get up there with McCartney, is that at all a moment for you?
It's been fortunate to know both of those guys kind of as friends, and
yeah.
It's so much fun at soundcheck. I mean, yes, everybody went, come on,
you're
on stage with a Beatle, please.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so, yeah, but it was just so much fun because everybody was having fun, and Paul's a cool guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Carol, yes. Jeremy R. wants to know if there's a role you auditioned for that you are still upset over not getting.
Oh, my God.
Do you have anything that nags at you in your mind?
I have so many things that nag at me in my mind that I can't remember one specific
thing. That's good. Debbie G. emailed, what's the most surprising thing about your buddy Diane Keaton? Have you ever had red wine on ice with her?
I have. I have had red wine on ice, but I like my red wine straight.
Okay.
Okay, the most surprising thing about her is that she is the most voracious learner and creative person that I have ever known.
Wow.
Aside from my mother.
Yes. Let's go to the phones. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code AUDIO to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code AUDIO at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code AUDIO.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot.
we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, this is Chelsea from D.C.
Hey, Chelsea, what's your question?
Well, hello, Andy. Hi, Karen. Hi, Paul. My question is for Jimmy Buffett. I can't believe I'm talking to you right now. Lifelong parrot head, fins up. Just wanted to get that out there.
Fins up.
And my question is, who is a celebrity that we would all be surprised is a parrot head?
Wow, we got a couple of them, yeah.
Bet you got more than a couple.
Yeah, a celebrity who probably, I don't know, the people that have come up before, Warren Buffett.
Warren Buffett.
Yeah.
And also you were saying Joe Scarborough.
Joe Scarborough,
from
yeah.
Morning Joe. That's yeah. funny. Back to the phones. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
Bethany Littlefield from Johnston, Rhode Island.
Hey, Bethany, what's your question? Hi.
I know, I'm totally starstruck. Sorry, Carol, Jimmy, sorry. I have a couple quick questions. Carol.
Yes.
For the Princess Bride makeup, was it tough?
Was it tough acting with all the makeup in the Princess Bride?
It was not easy. I would
say
that. It
was not easy, yeah.
Because it took about 7 hours the first day.
Wow.
So it was not easy, but it was very helpful.
Yes. Yeah, it was.
It was fantastic makeup.
Do you have more questions, or was that it?
Hey.
Yeah.
Andy?
Yeah.
Hey.
Hey.
This is Angel from Charlotte.
Oh, this is a new caller. Oh, hey, what's your name?
I'm Angel from Charlotte, North Carolina.
I'm Angel, an angel. I'm singing Rent, sorry. Hey, Angel, what's your question?
You said that last time. We have the same birthday, and you sang to me. My question is for Jimmy. I think I'm probably going to cry right now, but I was at the Charlotte show on the 27th, but I fell down the steps going into the show. I broke my ankle and my foot.
Oh,
didn't
no.
make it to see you, but I still love you so much. But I just was wondering, what's the craziest thing that's ever happened to you or someone's ever approached you with backstage?
Craziest thing backstage. Wow, she broke her ankle.
Did she get to the show? I didn't.
No, she did not. She broke her ankle, Jimmy.
Would you want to come?
Do you want to come to a show?
She come.
We can make that happen.
My 20th show, and I didn't get to make it in.
It was going to be her 20th show, and she didn't get to make it in, and now she's crying, and it's her birthday.
Okay, come on, we'll get you in.
Okay, so Angel, stay on the line. Jimmy Buffett's going to get you into one of his shows. Stay on the line and get us in. So, just to whoever is working the phones back there, don't screw this up. Angel, you need to stay on, and then whoever, Nick, if it's you on the phones, you need to stay and take Angel's info and then give it to Jimmy's people, okay?
Yeah, we'll get you to the show.
Okay. So, but Angel, what's your question for Jimmy Buffett?
What was the craziest thing that's ever...
Oh, yes, I forgot. I'm sorry. I've had a little tequila. So the craziest thing that ever happened was
the craziest thing that happened back there.
Right.
Might have been Angel calling.
Yeah, right.
I don't know about backstage, but the craziest thing in the accidental world that happened on stage was when I walked off the stage in Australia.
Oh.
And it went into the pits, yes.
Oh, that's not good.
Wow. Yeah.
That's not good.
It hurt.
Were you shit-faced?
I knew you were going to ask that.
Yeah.
And the answer is no, I wasn't.
Really?
I had one glass of rosé and I just...
No.
No, yeah. We were on our way to New Zealand and the other people were in the car. The funny thing was today, we were listening to Radio Margaritaville, and we always replay stuff, and we were driving to work in Austin, and I said, that is the last song of the show before I fell in the pit in Australia, because it showed it on And then they said, happy Australia Day. And I went, I didn't hear the clunk when I hit the barricade at the end. But
I've not asked you this before, and there's a lore, there's obviously a lore about it, and there's a lore in St. Bart's about it. Cheeseburger in Paradise, did you write that song for that great bar in St. Bart's?
Le Select?
Yeah, Le Select.
Eddie was smart enough. At one point, many, many years ago, in a calmer and like a less populated St. Bart's, he came to me and said, could we call this cheeseburger stand Cheeseburger in Paradise? And I said, yeah. I said, we'll just do this. Me and my immediate family can eat and drink there for the rest of our lives, and I won't charge you anything. We shook hands on it, and it still works.
Really? Ooh. So you're saying if you go to Le Select, you don't get charged?
I don't pay. I didn't know this was all going to work out. We're going to have retirement home.
Right.
So, you know, I was covering my ass there, you know.
Wow. Yeah. So, but did you write Cheeseburger in Paradise about a specific cheeseburger?
Yes.
You did?
It was a cheeseburger, and it was on Tortola, in Road Harbor, Tortola.
Uh-huh.
And we'd been on a very bad sailing experience in a trip down there, and we were kind of looking for just to get off the boat and everything, and there was very little to eat down there. And they just opened a place called the Village Key Marina, I'll never forget, and they had a cheeseburger, and we had like 14 cheeseburgers and 35 pina coladas, and I woke up with a terrible hangover and wrote the song.
Wow. That's amazing. That is amazing. I want to thank Jimmy Buffett, Carol Kane, everybody see Escape to Margaritaville at the Marquee Theater and Umbrella Cabal, Kimmy Schmidt, season 4 on Netflix. For more, click around BravoTV.com. Good night, everybody. Here's a sneak peek of next week's Below Deck Mediterranean. Don't go anywhere.
I'll make sure
they when I was transiting, she says she doesn't eat seafood.
Why is it on her perfect plate?
Loves the shrimp cocktail.
Do you like duck?
No. I don't know why everybody else got lobster and I got duck.
Did you tell Hannah you didn't want this?
She wants chicken.
Yes. No, I don't like chicken.
What do you want?
Oh my God, I swear to God.
What do you like?
You have to express yourself.
Dislikes. I don't really like eggs.
Can I have that?
Because I'm going to give it to her.
Oh, I have it. You actually have shellfish on here. I see it with my own eyeballs. I'm going to defend my crew.
Thanks for listening to the podcast, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, new episodes go live Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure you're subscribed. Have a great rest of your night.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Welcome to the small town of Chinook, where faith runs deep and secrets run deeper. In this new thriller, available exclusively on Wondery Plus, religion and crime collide when a gruesome murder rocks the isolated Montana community. Everyone is quick to point their fingers at a drug-addicted teenager, but local deputy Ruth Vogel isn't convinced. She suspects connections to a powerful religious group. Enter federal agent V.B. Loro, who has been investigating a local church for possible criminal activity. The pair form an unlikely partnership to catch the killer, unearthing secrets that leave Ruth torn between her duty to the law, her religious convictions, and her very own family. But something more sinister than murder is afoot, and someone is watching Ruth. With an all-star cast led by Emmy nominee Sanaa Lathan and Star Wars Kelly Marie Tran, Chinook is available exclusively and ad-free on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.